Okay, I set the table on what I was going to talk with Fargo Police Chief Keith Turnus about. It's about some comments that some of his officers made at a Morehead City Council meeting last night, including a comment by Officer Susan Dealing, which I found to be incredibly stereotyping a group of people, and I found it to be quite offensive. And when I read it this morning in the forum, I thought, my God, that's not a very good thing for a Fargo police officer to say, especially when she identified herself and used her position as a Fargo police officer to lend credibility to her comments. And I wanted Police Chief Turnus to be able to comment to this situation. Hello, Chief Turnus. How are you?
Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A little worked up about some things that happened at the Morehead City Council meeting last night, but I'll be okay. A couple of your officers last night stood up and spoke at the meeting, Chief, which is just fine. They are citizens of Morehead. They have a vested interest in what's happening with this apartment building. I understand that. But the problem that I had was when one of your officers in specific, Susan Dealing, stood up and said, quote, shoplifting will go up and theft from the neighborhoods, from the yards will go up. I know this. I'm a Fargo police officer. And I thought that that was a very unfortunate thing to say because using her title and her experience as a Fargo police officer to blanket stereotype an entire group of people, I thought was incredibly wrong. What is your reaction to what was said and what was done at the Morehead City Council meeting last night?
Well, quite honestly, Mike, I share your perspective almost to the letter. When it was brought to my attention this morning, I was disappointed as well that one of my officers would draw that type of conclusion. And I agree with your point about as residents of Morehead, as citizens of the community, just because they're a police officer does not mean that they have to give up their right or the ability to exercise their opinions on issues that impact their neighborhood, the community of Morehead as a whole. But drawing a line back to the Fargo Police Department and using their position as a police officer to draw that type of a conclusion was extremely disappointing for me. And let me be clear to all of your listeners, it certainly is not, I do not share that opinion, nor do I share that perspective that somehow, some way, that if a housing unit such as what is being discussed over in Morehead, if that ends up in a particular neighborhood, that those that are utilizing that resource are somehow going to commit all types of crimes and disorder in the neighborhood, or that somehow the neighborhood is going to go completely to pot, I don't share that perspective at all.
Would there be evidence that Officer Dealing could have pointed to say, look, there's a homeless shelter in this neighborhood, and by God, there's all kinds of crime happening there? Does the Fargo Police Department have those kind of statistics that could back up what she said?
It would be completely anecdotal at best, and let's use a couple of the facilities here in Fargo as examples. In fact, the discussion that's taking place in Morehead, I think, is very similar to the discussion that took place here in Fargo a few years ago, when both the Cooper House and the Gladys Ray Shelter were being proposed, and that is that there was this sense of that somehow where those facilities were going to be located, that those neighborhoods were going to somehow suffer, you know, complete and total chaos because of their presence. Do we have additional calls for service that occur in those neighborhoods because of some of the individuals that utilize those facilities? Sure we do. But it's anecdotal at best, because I think if you compare those neighborhoods to other parts of the city, they certainly are not the worst neighborhoods, nor are they the neighborhoods where we have the most calls for service. And I think when we leave people with the perception that, you know, those neighborhoods that somehow they become dilapidated, that the whether it's property values or quality of life or all of those things, that those things all of a sudden just go down the drain because of where those facilities are located. I think you'd be hard pressed to come up with some real factual data that would demonstrate that.
Does the Fargo Police Department have a policy that officers can or cannot use their titles or positions in a public manner such as she did? And it's an awkwardly worded question, but I think you know what I'm getting at. That
Yeah. Well, quite honestly, Mike, when, like I said, when I became aware of it this morning, it was concerning where I took some time and I did a little review of our internal policies. And because the comments were made on a topic that I think you could categorize as something that is of the public interest, I don't see where there's a violation of our policies or procedures. And like I said, because they're police officers doesn't disqualify them from expressing their opinions. But, you know, officers in general do have to walk a very fine line in terms of expressing a personal opinion, but using their positions as police officers to somehow validate it. And I certainly plan on sitting down and visiting with both officers and letting them know, reminding them of where that fine line is in terms of how and when and under what circumstances they express those opinions. But I don't see either officer facing any type of a formal sanction within the department.
Well, and that was my next question. You anticipated was, might there be discipline, or is it strictly going to be a talking to maybe suggest to them, maybe watch when you drop the Fargo Police Department's name when you're trying to make a point to somebody?
Well, and like I said, I would expect all of our officers and really all of our employees to be very conscientious of the fact that, you know, when you go out of your way, especially when you're expressing an opinion, when you go out of your way to point back or draw back to the fact that you are a Fargo police officer, you can't help but conclude that at least some people, in fact, I think maybe even a majority of people, might come to the conclusion that that's a reflection of the opinion or the position of the department as a whole. And like I said, in this particular case, let me assure you that it is not.
Well, and again, let me say that I don't believe that to be the case, that that's the position of the Fargo Police Department. And I didn't read it that way. I didn't see it that way. What concerned me the most was what I've already expressed to you, Chief, is that when she said that and she uses the Fargo Police Department's name attached to it, like, I'm a police officer, I know this, that people are going to take whatever she said for the absolute gospel, that there is going to be more crime, that there is going to be more shoplifting, that people have to lock up their wives and children because there's going to be an apartment complex nearby that's going to be a new home for homeless people if it's built. That the credibility factor and the fact that she tried to make it sound like it was an absolute indisputable fact is what had me more the hair in the back of my neck stand up.
Well, and again, I don't disagree with you, Mike, because I think you're right. Once that factor comes out that, you know, hey, I'm using my experience and my perspective as a police officer to draw this conclusion, I think there is a fair amount of additional credibility that goes into that. And that's why I go back to my statement about why I think it's so important that the officers, even when they are acting in a capacity that is completely off duty, and when they're expressing an opinion that really is more personal in nature because of it's impacting their neighborhood or their community, I think they have to be very, very cognizant and very, very conscious of what they say, how they say it, because, like I said, it in some cases it might add some unwarranted credibility to the statement that's being made. And then, like I said, I think people draw the conclusion that, well, that must be the gospel and it must be the position of the department as a whole.
Chief, thank you. I know you have a busy schedule. You found time for us. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. And let's do our thing. We do a monthly thing where you come in for an hour. Let's try to work that out for next week or the following week.
Yep.
Okay.
I look forward to it, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. Fargo Police Chief Keith Turnus.